Chapter 9. Mrs. Corney told Mr. Bumble about Oliver's mother. At 9 p.m, they went to see Monk's. Monk's house was not a nice place to visit. They sat at the table. "What did the nurse tell you the night she died?" Monk's asked. "How much will you pay?" Mrs. Corney asked. "How much do you want?" asked Monks. £25 in gold," said Mrs. Corney. Monks put a bag of coins on the table. "What do you know?" asked Monks. "The nurse stole from the mother. That's it," said Mrs. Corney. "It's a lie," said Monks. "She died. She had a scrap of paper in her hand," said Mrs. Corney. "It was for a pawnbroker." "Did you get it?" asked Monks. "Yes," said Mrs. Corney. She put a locket on the table. Monks opened the locket. There were a wedding ring and two locks of hair in it. Agnes was written inside. Mr. Bumble and Mrs. Corney left. Nancy found Bill Sykes. They hid in a new house. Bill was very ill, so Nancy looked after him. Fagin came to see him with the Artful Dodger. They took Nancy to get some money for Bill. Monks came to see Fagin. Nancy listened in to the two men who were talking outside the door. Fagin didn't know she was listening. He gave her the money for Bill, and she went home. Nancy didn't go back to Bill straight away. She stopped and cried. She took the money to Bill. She gave him a sleeping drink. When Bill went to sleep, Nancy went out. She went to see Miss Rose, who was at a hotel. The doorman took Nancy to Miss Rose. "I know Oliver. I made him go back to Fagin," said Nancy.
"You are the woman?" asked Rose.
"Yes," said Nancy, who was upset. She didn't like hurting Oliver. "I'm sorry. I need to ask you if you know a man called Monks," said Nancy.
"No," said Miss Rose.
"He knows you, and he also knows that you are here. He knows who Oliver really is. He threw the proof into the river. He's Oliver's brother. He wants him dead. He wants his inheritance," said Nancy.
"His brother?" said Rose.
"I have to go," said Nancy. "No, stay. I'll keep you safe," said Miss Rose. "You can't. I must go back," said Nancy.
"What if I need you?" asked Miss Rose.
"If I live, I'll be on London Bridge every Sunday between 11 p.m. and 12 a.m, said Nancy. Miss Rose took Oliver to see Mr. Brownlow. Miss Rose said to Oliver, "Wait here for me." She left Oliver in the coach. She went into Mr. Brownlow's house on her own. Miss Rose told Mr. Brownlow about Oliver.
"Thank God," said Mr. Brownlow. "Where is he?"
"In the coach, at the door." Mr. Brownlow ran to fetch Oliver.
"Send for Mrs. Bedwin," he said.
Mrs. Bedwin came into the room. She was nearly blind. Oliver ran and hugged her. Mrs. Bedwin cried. She knew it was Oliver. Mr. Brownlow sent for the doctor, who was at the hotel.
"We must keep this secret. Oliver mustn't know," said Mr. Brownlow.
"We must ask Nancy to show Monks to us," said the doctor. The doctor asked Harry for help. They talked until supper was ready.